Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What a weekend. How about the comeback? Losing on Friday night with your ace on the mound, Ronel Blanco. And so it didn't look all that great. Plus, knowing that, you know, Saturday you had to get a great outing from Fromber, which you didn't get. And then you got a bullpen on Sunday. And yet you take 2 out of 3, your biggest comeback of the season, down 6-1, and you win 9-6. And then you last it out, a 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay, and win 10-5 in extra innings yesterday. What a weekend. Over 500 for the first time this year. 3.5 games back of Seattle. It is on. July 1st, and this team is looking like it's supposed to. With literally five starters down. Five.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, I mean, they're scrapping it. It's a combination of, I mentioned this the other day, I don't know if it kind of blazed by you or not, but I think you alluded to this, because we saw it again yesterday. They're getting like ground outs for runs scored.
Yeah.
They're putting that, like, you had one yesterday from Jake again. You had two of them. I think you had two manufactured through just ground outs. Like, they're putting bat on ball with men in scoring position. We talked and lamented, and rightfully so, about all of the men left on base early in the year. And they're now scratching together runs through just putting bat on ball, but also big innings. Like, they're also creating crooked numbers. And we saw that happen yesterday after the, obviously, more than once, but especially after the rain delay. I mean, you know, this is something that could have gone dreadfully wrong for you after where you are on the other side of it, and you lose 2 of 3, where you give up the lead, then it goes to rain delay, and, you know, you lost some momentum. But instead, they rescued it with a huge 11th, and, you know, you lost Jose Altuve. He doesn't get mad like that, and he was furious.
Yeah.
And that's the same umpiring crew.
Well, we've seen that the second time,
though. That's the second time now in the last...
couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, the White Sox game, he was furious.
Yeah, he lost it, too, and... Yeah. You know, that's the same umpiring crew that lost track of the count somehow yesterday.
Yeah.
They had to go to the review booth to make sure. And nobody in the...
Well,
the
scoreboard apparently had it wrong. And for whatever reason, the home plate umpire did, too.
He has an indicator in his hands. There's no other... Fans in the background are holding up four, like, dude, it's four balls.
Yeah.
Just... You can see Mets fans are frustrated because the Astros got the walk. And they're all saying, four, it's four balls. What are we doing? They go to the replay booth to make sure it's four balls. I guarantee you that umpires out there
knew
how many. And you could tell when he had to say, after further review, it is four balls and it's a walk. He was so embarrassed.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
that is embarrassing.
And apparently it's the second time that's happened to that umpire.
Heroes of the weekend. Alex Bregman, his hit on Saturday to drive in two runs.
Yeah.
Dubon to add on with the double. That was fantastic. Yesterday, Chaz McCormick came up with a big hit. He replaced Altuve and got the fifth run home, and they needed to have that. But Taylor Scott came in, gave up the run, and was able to get out of that. If he doesn't get out of that 10th inning, Taylor Scott has been awesome.
Dude, you're not even going to mention... because it happened later, but
Sean Dubin was awesome.
What a great start for him. Yeah. No hits, no runs in three innings.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to let him go for the no-hitter.
So
next time they got to let him try to finish.
Yeah, 3 1/3, Brian King comes in. Brian King has come out of nowhere, and now he's getting huge appearances. You know, Seth Martinez struggled, Brian Abreu struggled, But Presley came in. Scott came in. Contreras had a 5-run lead. But that was all. You know, Friday night, they left 14 on base. They outplayed the Mets all weekend long. All weekend long, they outplayed the Mets. They did have the Fromber inning. Fromber went back to his old ways where he flips the ball with his glove over the backstop. It was like, oh, my gosh. You know, Bregman had an error. And then, or no, Altuve, the ball goes through Altuve, which could have been a double play. And it then, it just seems like Fromber just gets flustered. That weak ground ball in front of the plate, and he flips it over.
It's a nightmare when he has to field.
Oh, my. When he has to field.
When he has to field, he panics and just does dumb stuff. Like,
he may be the worst fielding pitcher in baseball.
If Mike Hampton was the greatest Astros fielder who would win gold gloves, Fromber, if they had something called the glove of actual dog turds, he would win that award every year. It's unbelievable. When he has to range off the mound, you're going to get something. It is going to be like you're in for a roller coaster. You have no idea what's coming next.
So, Yordan, it seemed like he was on base every at bat. I got to look. He was on 2 out of 5 here. He was on 3 out of 5 here. And then he was on 4 out of 5 on Friday. 4 out of 5, 3 out of 5, and 2 out of 5. Yordan is on base and running the base. Yiner this weekend, I know he had a few off the end of the bat, but dude is raking right now.
Yeah.
He really is. It is fantastic to see Yiner hitting
the way he is.
Well, he's
one of the ones who had a ground out yesterday, right? He had the ground out where a run scored.
Yep. He had an RBI. He had that was his one alone RBI. He was 3 for 5. His average is up to 282. His slugging is 728. Not great.
It's okay.
But, man, he is just, it seems like he's now, right now, he's on what, a 10-11 game hit
streak? Yeah, he's just not, you know, hitting with the same powers last year.
No, for whatever reason, he's not.
But, you know, I that's fine. I just want him to be, I mean, he's a much better hitter. The pitch framing, we know, is always going to be an issue for him, but he's going to get paid. We wanted him to hit, and he's hitting, and he's hitting at a more than acceptable clip at the catcher spot after the years of Maldonado. So, you know, that's fine. It is interesting. You look at the Astros pitchers yesterday, and you went through them. Dubin, King, Scott, Contreras, none of these guys were on the roster when the season started.
No.
None of them were on the roster. And then if you just go to King, Scott, Contreras, you didn't have these. Well, Scott's been around. But it gives you an example of King and Contreras. If you've been out of town on vacation, family vacation or something, and you came back and watched the Astros yesterday, and you would have said, no, wait a minute. Okay, I think I remember the Cabbage. Oh, Lo Perfido's back up. Yeah, I remember. That's right. I remember Cabbage. We traded for him before the season. Who's King?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, yeah. King is a new guy. We have him. Okay, cool. Well, the Scott guy? Oh, no, he's been there. Yeah, Scott's been there. He's been there the whole year. He has? Yeah. Well, who's Contreras? He's just another new
guy. Another guy they called up.
Listen, there's a lot of injuries, okay? So don't worry about it. It's a 7-pitcher win with a 2:45 rain delay. Take it because you won another series. And the Astros are winning series after series.
Yep.
They're playing sign of the devil baseball right now. But we go 6-6-7. We round up to the 7.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. No, Sean Dubin was awesome yesterday. Coming in, giving you 3 innings was just fantastic. 3+.
They ran him out there for the next inning.
And that's all he gave up was the 3 walks. He had 2 strikeouts, no hits. Brian King gives you no hits. Seth Martinez has been used so weirdly lately. He did give up a couple of runs, but he went on like 12 days without throwing, without being on the mound, which was really, really weird. Especially for a team that needs as much pitching as they've needed. Although the starting pitching has been great. You're setting up pretty nicely now in Toronto because, you know, you really didn't have to have a pitcher until Tuesday in Toronto. You could, you really could have started Hunter Brown on 4 days rest and Eric Eddy on 4 days rest and then worried about this tomorrow. But instead, you put in Dubin. Now you got Brown, Eric Eddy, Blanco, and Fromber over the next 4 days in Toronto, which is, at some point, you got to get somebody back, I would imagine. Verlander, I mean, this is so weird.
Well, he was on injured list, so we'll see. The Verlander thing is, you know, they made it sound like the day after he was scratched, once he was put on the injured list, Espada had a very positive spin, and like he's doing much better. And
So
you'd like to get him back. I'm not, once again, just reading up on Garcia, it sounds like it's going to happen, but it's going to take, you know, you're going to be into July. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm thinking we'll see if he's July or if it lasts all the way until August. Remember, he didn't come back in the 2022 season until, what was it, August? I mean, he only had seven starts in that. Now, he came back, and he was much better. He went to the minor leagues and wasn't very good in the minor leagues, but then was actually good for the Astros in the regular season. But he only had seven starts that year when he came back from his injury. So this is a guy who the last 2 years so far, two-plus years, we're talking about seven starts in the big leagues. That's it. And then he had, you know, some postseason work. But Lance McCullers, we're to the point now where we got to quit saying Garcia and McCullers, because I don't know. McCullers will have to be a show-and-prove situation. Garcia, you know, it sounds like Garcia's still on track, but they're not going to rush it with him. And, you know, if you think about it, John, this is, I mean, Garcia's going to be a trade deadline acquisition for this ball club, basically. That's what it's going to feel like. You're going to add him, you know, at relatively the same time, hopefully. So that's what it's going to feel like. And you just, if you're now in position, you put yourself in position where you can coast for a little bit now. You're 3.5 back. You can coast a little bit. Mariners lost yesterday. So you put yourself in a position where you can sit and let the pace car, Seattle, do its thing and just trail behind and just wait it out and you're fine now. Like you're in a position where you can breathe easier now. Well, for sure.
You're still 3.5 back.
Yeah, but now you can say it's a long season and actually you're not. Well, people say in the long season, 7-8, look how good you had to play baseball.
3 months left of baseball.
That's what I'm saying. 3.5 doesn't bother me. 7-8, that bothers me. No. But you made it up relatively quickly because you went on an unbelievable tear.
Yeah, but we've seen when you go on, you know, on a tear and then, you know, just run out of steam.
But, you know, the offense is different, though, right now.
Yeah.
The offense is not playing the same as. We saw that because the offense was so inconsistent. That's just not the case right now. Remember, there's no Kyle Tucker. And there maybe Kyle Tucker. Remember how everyone was saying, you know what? It's Alperin. Alperin's the problem. They're winning without Alperin.
Yeah.
Are the Rockets better without Alperin? Obviously, they weren't. But everyone's like, they're winning without Alperin. So I guess Kyle Tucker's the problem.
Kyle Tucker might be the
problem. They're winning without Kyle Tucker and Verlander. Got to get rid of those two guys.
Kyle Tucker might be the problem
that we've
been having. Kyle
Tucker's the issue. Yep. You're so much better without Kyle Tucker. That's how stupid that is.
All right. 713-780-3776. So much to talk about from the weekend. There's so much going on. NBA free agency, which is crazy. We had golf yesterday, which we got to have a whole segment. We got to have it.
Listen.
Cam Davis? You didn't have Cam Davis?
Batani is a choke artist.
Batia.
Whatever his name is, he is sucks.
Akshay.
Look at how easy.
Yeah,
like,
no, that putt, three.
You got a par five. All you have to do is just keep it. Is just keep it out of the sand, and you're going to be in good shape, and you're going to get your birdie, and you're going to win.
Yeah.
What a choke artist.
He still had a birdie putt from about 10 feet that he missed, and then he missed any three putted from 25 feet on 18. It couldn't have been worse. He can't close. He can't close. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. Can't close. He was awful.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to break it here. Dale, did you watch? How enthralled were you with the way that Batia played at the end there? Were you nuts about that?
Does he play for the Georgian national team?
He does not play for the
Georgian national
team. Oh, I guess I missed it because that's what I was watching.
How does one team who's so overmatched, gets so many shots on. It's one of the greatest transition teams I've ever seen, counter teams. All of a sudden, Georgia's hauling ass down. This overmatched soccer team is hauling ass down the field, and they get shots on goal against Spain. Like, there was some crazy soccer. And tonight, when we come back, there's games tonight. U.S. tries to save themselves in Copa.
Yeah, good luck.
I got Colombia. I kind of want to go watch with the Colombians. Colombia, Brazil. That's going to be wild. That's an 8 o'clock starts, all these games.
Hmm. Are you going with the Colombians?
I got to watch U.S. I can't go watch.
You're married, aren't you? I wouldn't go.
Well, I don't have to sell coke or hook up with some Colombian woman who's going to, make me do mule runs for her. Although, actually,
seems very stereotypical.
Right. Why well, Colombia's they? Not.
It's, you're,
well,
that's you're not going to. You're not going no, to Bogota.
I didn't just say you had to be a mule.
Actually, yeah. He didn't say you have to sell drugs.
Do you know Medellin is like really nice? It's now a spot people go for. They've really cleaned up the drugs. They've really settled more into weed. Remember that's how it started.
Just to point out, we've talked about Colombian soccer in some way or shape or form two times over last week, and it's both times devolved into, well, Andres Escobar dying, and this time, well, I don't want to go watch the match because I'm afraid I'm going to be turned into a mule.
John said you're Colombian women. I said, no, I'm not worried about that. Well, I was saying no.
Well, you can just, if you're married, I don't think you should.
You can just watch the match and go home.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot more pictures of, you remember the flasher for the Oilers, Edmonton Oilers? Now it feels like all these women at soccer matches.
I mean, Can we do it again?
There's the Espanol one.
I don't want to insult Lance too much, but the Colombian women, they ain't interested in him.
Yeah,
no, I'm not interested in the Colombian women.
Wait a minute.
Why did this turn into this?
A handsome young man?
I said I wanted to go watch. It's a party. Colombian Brazil is a party.
They're not interested in you, Alemania.
I don't want to be the interested German, they're in.
Alemania.
They're not interested.
They're not interested in you, Alemania. Okay. They're not interested in you.
I'm not interested in being interested in.
Viejo.
What's wrong with
Alemania,
you?
Alemania.
I'm trying to watch a soccer match.
He walks. Old Germany.
That's good. Let's break it. Talk.
Wait,
John,
what are y'all talking about?
That's in Germany in Spanish. Alemania.
A viejo.
And he's saying old Germany.
Old Germany.
Old Germany. Now you might want to sue him for defamation. John Tasman is here for you.
Yeah, and if you, I hope Dell one day crashes into me and it's his fault on the roadway, because I'm going to take John Tasman and we're going to mutilate him. And that's just a personal thing right now that I'd like to see happen, but maybe, I'm not going to really set that up because now I put it on radio and it'll be hard to get that to stand up in a court of law. But I do know that John Tasman, if you're injured at the workplace, on the roadway, out on the water, there's maritime, there's so many different ways that you can be injured due to someone else's negligence. And what happens when you're injured, obviously, there's going to be medical care, medical attention. And I'm talking about these bad injuries where you may have to miss time from work. Not always, but you may have to miss time from work. I just want you to know that John Tasman fights for you. And he passionately pursues justice for the injured. And that justice means he's going to look out for you and make sure that all your bills are paid, all your pain and suffering is accounted for. You are going to get a very fair settlement, not what insurance says you should get, because, they're working for their clients and they're trying to keep it as low as possible. And John Daspert's working for you, and he's going to push it up and make sure that you're taken care of. You're his client. So you want somebody to bully back on the bullies and take care for you. So before anything happens when you're injured, make sure that you have this number ready. 713, call now. He's got offices all over the state of Texas. So no matter where your friends or family members might need help, John Tasman is there for them. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
All right, 720 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go. We want your guys' thoughts on this weekend. More than welcome to get in here. All kinds of soccer. England with the comeback. What about that, Del?
Yeah, bicycle kick. Very late. It was going to be a disaster.
I was texting with Glenn Davis yesterday during the game. I'm like, yeah, they're so mad. England is so
Which
mad.
Has been upsetting the for whole... the fans because of how many high-priced, talented players are. And sometimes it's a thing. Those players play much better for their club than country because, they come together like 2 weeks before a tournament. They don't have time, a lot of time to get it together. So these tournaments are always kind of weird, even for a talented team.
No, it looks like they're playing catch in the backyard. Well, like their whole offense, they set in the back line and played catch like a father and son out in the backyard. There's in Slovakia, who's this great first half team, they're pressing forward. They're putting, and England's just sitting back there on the back foot. Ian Dark was like, I wonder if they realize how, he goes, well, certainly this is a pathetic effort, and absolutely, you know, for the millions they make in the Premier League, this is absolutely going to sting. The fans have got to feel like this is a disgrace of an effort. Like, Ian Dark, who's obviously English, was making sure that he got his digs in on the English team, the England team. Yeah, until finally all that matters, and everyone lost their mind. Yeah,
and all that matters is they're through.
Jude
Bellingham, one of their young stars, came through, and then one of the old guard, Harry Kane, headed it in to win it eventually. So tournament play is all about, you can look like crap, but then you saw the quality, as they would say, of their two best players.
They're not going to get through if they play that passive.
Look, I don't know if you call passive. I just don't think they have a real plan.
Maybe that's
up to Gareth Southgate, and certainly he is a guy they don't like. But of course, if you look at his resume, he has won more knockout round games in his tenure over the last, I don't know, however long he's been around, than England had in like 60 years.
He would have been gone for sure if they lost yesterday.
Yeah, but even then, England's so arrogant, but you look at their knockout round wins, he's already surpassed what they've done over 60 years in his time. It's just that it's always going to be the case there where they expect to win it all when they don't do it ever.
Did you
see
the German guy, Nico Williams? He should play. He looks Spanish. Like he's from Dade County.
He's Spanish. He's not German.
Okay. I meant the Spanish player. His name is Nico Williams. Mm-hmm. He looks like somebody who'd be in a 7-on-7. Like you'd see highlights of him beating somebody as a wide receiver, you know, on a 7-on-7 matchup in a camp somewhere, and everyone would be going, ooh! Did you see this kid?
No.
From Spain? Mm-hmm. Nico Williams looks like I think he's one of ours.
He's
U.S.
He's not U.S.
I think
his name's Nico, like Nico Collins.
Yes, his name is Nico
Williams. His last name is
Williams.
He was like William,
he's
like Billy Williams.
Well, actually, going to play at Georgia
actually,
at some point.
His last name is Arthur.
Huh?
Arthur. He just goes by Nico Williams, but his last name is Arthur.
How are you going to just say I go by Williams?
Williams appears to be a middle name, from what I can tell. If you look at his wiki. He was born in Pamplona, so he's Spanish.
I think he's going to play in the SEC at some point.
That doesn't matter anymore.
And by the way, he's not one of ours. His mom and dad are Ghanaian, so he wouldn't be one of ours anyway,
Nico Williams. If you saw this guy, John, Nico Williams, you'd think for sure he's going to play.
Right.
He'll start at Miami.
He's a corner.
2 years, he'll eventually transfer to Georgia.
This is aggressively stereotypical.
Yeah.
Nico?
Okay, what?
Nico Williams?
Sorry, his parents are Ghanaian.
He's really good.
I don't know
he
what
needs
you want.
To play at Everton. He is really
what
good.
What are our odds
too
tonight?
Good for Ghanaian. He's too good for Everton. Stop it.
What are our odds?
We set Lukaku up for
success. Stop it. Stop it.
What are our odds?
Favored? -135 for some reason?
Well, because they're probably not playing all their guys, right?
And their manager won't be available. He's been suspended for sending out his team like 90 seconds too late. So the Federation, Comebol of South America, their federation suspended their manager for a game in this tournament because in their last game, sent the players out too late. So they're going to be without their manager. They're likely not going to play their best, but the U.S. can't just win.
Well, it depends if Bolivia beats Panama.
Well, it's not just that. If Panama blows out Bolivia and if they win on goal differential, U.S. could win and still not make it. Because
Panama would be 1-0-2, and we'd be 2-0-1.
No, Panama beat the U.S., so they already have a win.
But they have 3 points.
I'm saying, and Panama beats Bolivia,
Bolivia wins.
Well, I started off with saying the U.S. isn't guaranteed going through without a win, and then you jumped in.
No, and I said if Bolivia wins, then...
Yes, but if Bolivia wins, U.S. wins, then they're in. But the point is, U.S. can't just go in there like, oh, if we win 1-0, we're through. Because Panama blows out Bolivia... Panama will still go through with better goal differential. So the results isn't just win by a goal, win and you're in. They have to hope that Panama wins by a goal. But if Panama goes out there and blows Bolivia off the field, a win's not going to be enough anyway.
The U.S. has their hands full anyway to get this win.
Yeah.
Panama's goal differential right now is -1.
Well, I'm saying if they blow out Bolivia, they could finish ahead of the U.S.
It's +1.
All right. So it's pretty much, they're going to have to put 3 on. If the U.S. wins, they're going to have to put 3
on. Yeah, and Bolivia's bad, so it's quite possible. And Panama knows
that.
But if it's tied, does it go back to head-to-head?
It goes into goals scored, and then after that, there are other things like goals given up. That it's a lot of things. At some point, it could get to yellow cards given or red cards. It goes into discipline.
That should be head to head
tiebreaker.
It's they don't do that in soccer.
Well, good, because we'd lose.
Yeah.
Let's get Charlie.
It should be, but it's not. All right, let's get Charlie in here. Hey, Charlie.
Charlie, this is Gilbert.
Oh, God dang it, Gilbert, you did it again.
You fooled us. Did you tell him your name was Charlie?
That was my bus name anyway, Charlie, a long time ago.
That was your what name?
Hello?
Yeah, that was your what name?
Your bus name, Charlie.
Your bus name?
Yeah, a long time ago, back in the 80s.
What does that mean?
When you took the bus?
Yeah, he used to ride a bus a long time ago, you know.
Well, who did somebody call you, Charlie?
I called Friday, and no one did take my call, so I got changed my name anyway, you know.
Hold on. Oh. Okay, so you fooled us with the name change, but did you, wait, your bus name was Charlie? Did somebody call you Charlie, or did you call yourself Charlie?
The bus people called me Charlie a long time ago.
Okay, Gilbert is Asian. Wait, you said the Mustang?
Yeah, that's my bus name, Charlie.
Bus name.
Gilbert is an Asian man who they called Charlie Chan, he said. Hold on a second.
No, I want to ask you a question. You guys going to the All-Star game next week?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get back to this. They called you Charlie Chan?
Yeah.
Gilbert, that was not
okay. That's racist.
That was not okay.
Yeah, you let them call you Charlie
Chan.
Well, in the 80s, it was
totally acceptable. Fine. They called him
Charlie. In the 80s, they called you Charlie Chan. You were on a bus. That was the 80s.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to the All-Star game.
The All-Star game. No interest in the All-Star
game. No, we're not going to the All-Star game.
I might go this week anyway, you know.
You're going to go to the All-Star game?
He may. Tickets settled for me.
Can you get me a program? If you do, will you get me a program or a hat?
No, I might go, might not.
All right, but if you Gilbert, if you go, I want a hat. Can you get me a hat from the All-Star game? Because I'm not going to be able to go.
I came by before by my own money to buy up there, you know. I got to ask a friend of mine to get up there.
Well, see if your friend can get me a hat. All right.
I'm trying to go anyway, you know.
No, you're going. Listen.
I got this weekend off.
Next time
you get a haircut, and my house is a mess anyway.
No, I don't care if your house is a mess. I want the All-Star hat.
Yeah.
So what I need you to do is make
sure. I want a program, Gilbert.
Give him a program. I just want an All-Star hat. Just want, not a big deal. I just want a hat. But make sure it's a snapback.
I probably won't go anyway.
That's fine. But if you go.
Call tomorrow. We want to find out if you're going.
Yeah, because I need to get that hat.
I'm not going anyway, you know.
Next time you call, I'm going to.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why is Michael Brantley not playing anyway?
Why is who not playing?
Michael Brantley.
Michael Brantley's retired.
Why retire? He looks young anyway, you know.
Well, not really. He didn't really play that much anymore because he was hurt all the time. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that anyway?
Yeah. What about Chad McCormick? Did he not play this week or not?
Yeah, he played yesterday. He got a big hit yesterday.
He said, is he going to play this week?
Yeah. No, not Chad McCormick, the other guy.
Jake Myers?
The wrist?
Are you talking about Kyle Tucker?
He hurt his shin. He hurt his shin. Yeah. We'll see if he plays. He was with the team, so maybe. Maybe, Gilbert. Yeah, that's a Gilbert update. Charlie, thank you. We appreciate it.
No, Gilbert.
Well, he said his name was Charlie.
Have a good night for a weekend, okay?
Okay, All-Star hat, please.
Yeah, All-Star. And program.
I won't go,
okay, thanks for the call.
Well, no, you got it. If you go,
All-Star Hat and Program. Appreciate the phone call, Gilbert. We got to break it right now, 7:31.
Yeah. Get me that program, Gilbert.
Yeah, get me the hat. So we're going to break it right here. We can't hear anything else, so that's fine.
Maestro Dobell, though, we can hear.
We're going to see how he likes it.
Yeah.
Every phone call.
Every call.
We'll see how
did
he
you get
likes
my program?
It. Did you see how quickly he was no longer going to the game?
Yeah.
He had to get a haircut, and his house was a mess. I don't think I'm going anyway. My house is a mess. Well, you need to get it cleaned up because I need my All-Star hat.
Yeah, you need to talk Maestro Dobell.
Maestro Dobell is good. Had some this weekend. There were some cocktails this weekend for me. It was one of those things. I had my anniversary, so we had to have some drinks, and Maestro Dobell was a big part of that and had a great, great time. Had made a new cocktail with Reposada in it that I'm very, very excited about. It's going to be one of my new drinks that I'm going to be having on a regular basis, and that's the thing. You know, a great thing if you like different types of tequilas, like Reposado, like Añejo, even the Cristalino that they have. They invented the category. What you can do is you can start to Google that brand of alcohol. Let's say it's Añejo, and then maybe some other ingredients that you like in general, and see if there's any recipes for a cocktail out there. And most times you're going to find there are, and some highly rated ones. And that's the best way to find new cocktails with different types of tequilas. Because a lot of people, I had a tequila with a Reposado that was in the old fashioned and was absolutely outstanding this weekend. So make sure that you are enjoying a top-tier tequila at a very reasonable price. It is a top-shelf tequila, and it's made in Tequila, Mexico, and it is so smooth and fantastic. Every sip, Maestro Dobell. Wherever fine liquor is sold, you've got yourself a brand-new bottle of Maestro Dobell on your shelf if you're making the right choices. Maestro Dobell.
Wow. Just an update on Justin Verlander. Nothing is imminent. Playing catch right now. That's about it. He's probably going to have to make a start in the minors before he comes back.
What? Okay, here's a question. Dell, I need your attention here so you can look at John just for a second. John, look at that board real quick. Look at that board.
Yeah.
See this?
Yeah.
Whose neck is worse, Justin Verlander's or yours?
Oh, mine. Maybe.
But Justin's on the injured list and you're still doing
the
job?
And I do the show every day. No.
That's something else right there.
I put in my time yesterday drinking and watching sports.
Yesterday, I noticed John, he turned like his whole body was connected. He turned like a robot to the right, like somebody with a severe crick in their neck.
It's a little
and
better.
Then, I'm sorry. When I came into Luling's where they were watching, I went and saw Alonzo and John was there and we were. I walk in and I'm like, huh, where are they? And then I see John is leaned over, and it looks like he's leaned over on, I think they're playing Golden Tee, because Alonzo's like right beside him. John is leaned over, and I thought y'all were playing Golden Tee back there.
I was up against the wall stretching.
Then John is he's up against the wall, and Alonzo's pushing on his back. I'm like, what is going on here? What is happening?
He was showing me some stretches for my neck.
Your neck is all messed up.
Yeah, my neck's all messed up.
So you and Justin
Verlander. I'm going to a chiropractor today.
So you and Justin Verlander.
Me and Justin Verlander.
See, I can't please let this chiropractor have footage and be on Instagram. I want him to do a ring dinger to you. I want them to
crack want a ring
neck.
Dinger. I want to see if he'll do it
sideways real hard.
Yeah.
Where they put a microphone on you to try to get the crack.
Yeah. Yeah. I want that.
That's the stuff I watch on. That's the stuff.
Dude, every time I turn my neck, every time I do this, my neck cracks.
Let me have a shot at it real quick.
No.
Let me pop it.
So, man,
But you're here.
So
and Justin's not here.
Okay, so Verlander, he makes a good point here. Chandler Rome talking about the Montero problem. Eight reliever bullpen game yesterday. No Montero. Oh my goodness! How bad is this dude? His numbers, I mean, are just staggeringly bad. Bad. He's got a 6.08 FIP along with a 4.45 ERA.
The Bagwell signings are an atrocity.
Well,
who's the worst GM? Who's the worst GM in Houston?
I don't know. I don't know. This is a crane led thing.
Who's the worst GM in Houston?
You know what? You really have to.
I'm just asking the question. Worst GM in Houston history, Bill O'Brien or Jeff Bagwell?
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien set the team back.
Kind of a trick
for a multiple years. They're still in this thing despite Bagwell.
Bill O'Brien's one of the worst GMs ever.
Bill O'Brien's one of. No. Bill O'Brien is arguably the worst GM in NFL history. NFL history.
Certainly in Houston history.
But look at Montero. He can't even get. You got Brian King and Luis Contreras, who just got here in a game that you have to have. Brian King is the one who relieves Sean Dubin, and Montero's making over 11 a year, and he can't even get in the game. Holy crap.
He has allowed earned runs in 5 of his last 7 games. And when I say a game, we're talking 2/3 of an inning, a third, one.
He's awful.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's terrible. He didn't pitch.
And you're going to need him. How about a 207 start today? 207, we first pitched today.
It's fine.
I know. It's weird, though. Because they had, with the rain delay, they didn't get into Toronto until late. Now they've got a 3 o'clock Toronto game, 2 o'clock here.
Well, you really need a strong effort. Who's going tonight?
It's Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
Pitcher of the month.
Yeah, Hunter Brown. This is as good as it gets for them to have Hunter Brown on the mound right now. And if he throws strikes, we know he can. He's shown that he's going 6+. You're going to need that because you used a lot of bullpen yesterday. Some of the guys are going to be unavailable. Some guys, well, because of the time of the game ending, you actually may have a lot of those guys may be unavailable. I wonder if Scott will be available.
Scott's not. He just pitched 3 straight games.
Yeah, okay, so he can't be. So you're talking about Hunter really has to get
it done.
How
about Taylor Scott?
Well, you will see Montero today.
Taylor Scott is the most well-traveled guy on this team, and he's thrown over 40 innings for you this year now.
But he's been solid.
He's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great.
But you have...
No, but this is not the guy. At some point, I hate to say it, but Taylor, this is not the... This is the aberration. Right
oh
here.
Yeah, but that's a good thing about relievers though. See, the problem is Montero. We saw the aberration was the really good year for the Astros because that's really not who he had been before, and now he's back to a regression to the mean. But Scott, the same thing will happen. But we just see this. This is something that can happen. A reliever can have a good year out of nowhere, and then they go back to who they were. This may just be his really good year.
7th team in 7 years. Here are his whips. 2.22, 2.88, 2.08.
All these twos?
Wait, 1.67, 2.73, 1.63, and this year, 1.02.
Yeah.
He just found out how to pitch, but dude, when they got Taylor Scott, it was like, oh, he's just a body. Yeah, here's a camp body. And look at him. Look what he's doing.
Twitter said WNBA and Lance McCullers talk should never be allowed on sports radio. It should never be a sports radio topic ever. Well, WNBA, frankly, I'm glad that Art mentioned this because Caitlin Clark almost had a triple-double and a big win. Big late win for Caitlin Clark. And she missed by one assist, I think.
And Angel reset the record for double doubles. Consecutive double doubles.
Bird Magic.
In WNBA.
And the white player plays and is from Indiana too.
Yeah. How about that?
It's Bird Magic all over again.
The white player's from Iowa?
Oh yeah. Same Iowa. Thing. It's kind of the same thing.
It's almost the same thing.
And the black player's from LA.
Yeah. How about that?
Louisiana.
Yeah, L.A. I
mean,
yeah,
but the same.
Right. We got a break. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I got a great one, and you've got one too. So let's go get in here. Brought to you by Free Rain Coffee. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Doesn't have to be about sports. Could be about your wife. It could be about your kids. It could be about, some event, could be about some woman you picked up, could be about whatever it is. It doesn't have to be about sports. You let us have it. 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about Doc Linville. I was texting with Doc Linville this weekend, as a matter of fact. He's got a big surgery. He is really, really big into women's augmentation. He does that. That's where he started. But he picked up this little thing he likes called neografting. You know, he's just a great doctor. He really is. He's a surgeon. And he's really, really, really good at this. And when he saw the neografting, he said, wow, we need to do this. You know, it's mostly women that get, you know, all of the stuff that they've done to their face and their bodies and all of the different things. But he said, you know, guys need hair. And this system is the best system that he has seen. So he's got technicians that are there. They did my hair. And if you don't get the neografting, the PRP is another thing that you get that Kelly does, and she's awesome, and it stimulates the growth in your hair. But the neografting is a system that is just second to none, as opposed to the way they used to cut and just painful and just and then try to staple it in your hair. It was
it's
awful.
It's interesting you're doing this now, because did you see?
Oh, but Landon Donovan?
Did you see that that's what he had?
Yeah, that's... No, he does. He did it badly. Whatever he did,
maybe not.
He didn't go to Doc Linville.
He did not go to Doc Linville.
No, you need to though. 975hair.com. He's the best. It's the best system. You'll love it. 975hair.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975 and 92.5. All right, 975 and 92.5. What did I learn this weekend? For everyone in your car right now, go to 97.9 FM and hit the plus button on your radio, which will bring you to our HD2 station. And you will have static-free, wonderful ESPN 97.5 radio.
Already?
I did it. I'm on it. It's perfect.
So their HD channels are HD channels?
97.9 FM. HD2 channel is us.
A lot of these places have, yeah, secondary HD channels.
Yes.
Wow.
It's perfect. Nothing.
And
zero static.
Raheel told us that.
Raheel told us that. That's what I learned this weekend.
Huh. I learned that I had the greatest dinner of my life since 2016 when my wife and I went to Grace in Chicago, which was a 3 Michelin star restaurant. I had it right here in the city of Houston at Katami.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Katami. Wow. Best of your life. My best ever was Tony's. Del, best meal ever. Where?
Probably some home cooking in Florida. Crabs and some crabs, shrimp, everything. And this was just from people in the neighborhood put it all together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. 713-780-3776. You got one sentence. One sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend. We start with Martin. Martin, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that I just witnessed the worst Mexican soccer national team in its history.
Oh, wow. It's that bad, huh?
Mexico's out.
Yeah, they drew yesterday, so they're out of the tournament. Yeah,
wow.
0-0, and it was
more disappointing. Mexico or U.S. right now?
Well, coming into the tournament, the U.S. were expected to be better, and the U.S. still has a game to prove themselves. So
Mexico lost one of their
Mexico's
top
out. U.S. can win their game and get through. So at this point, as of now, Mexico. But tonight, that could change.
Yeah.
Ocho, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that Bronny James' USC teammate and leading scorer, Boogie Ellis, went undrafted.
Yes.
And Bronny got drafted.
Dude, don't tell me that Boogie Ellis isn't pissed.
Oh, no, right? That's awful. That is awful. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Johnny Gabagula, Lance
Schnitzel,
Delvin Chito,
Chito Frito Dorito.
Gentlemen, para tres, breaking news, per Woj, breaking news. I heard from sources, LeBron James is sleeping with one of his teammates' moms.
Okay, not breaking news from Woj.
No.
That's an internet rumor. Woj did not
break that. It is not a rumor. It's a fact.
It's just true.
It is true now?
It is true.
Well, Bronny is his teammate.
And Bronny's his teammate. He sleeps with his mom.
You haven't seen that this weekend? You just got it?
No, I saw that. I saw, you know what? It started off as something that was much more salacious.
No,
it's always.
You know what it is?
It's always been this.
It's that stupid AI Gronk that they use. Like, the internet is abuzz with rumors about LeBron James. It takes trending topics and it tries to consolidate them. This is the second time that stupid ass AI that they use has gotten it wrong. They had one that Zion Williams that. It was this girl with a big butt, and they were saying that that's actually Zion Williams. And the internet, Twitter is exploded over anger towards Zion Williamson. And it was just some girl with a huge butt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, the AI doesn't understand this. Well, no, joke.
But the joke was out there this weekend from people on the internet.
Since the draft,
that he's sleeping with
another player's mom.
He is what it was.
His teammate's mom.
The one that Twitter had, their AI aggregation said, I was like, I'm not even reading this stupid thread.
Well, it was, they just
but that's
because
what it was.
They can't take a joke.
Because it doesn't understand jokes. AI can't beat us yet. Now, they could fight us with robots that have fire and guns.
Would AI be able to stay on topic during a segment?
Well, wait a minute, though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, whatever. But AI is not going to be able to deal with our sense of humor.
Okay.
Let's get Tom on a payphone here on ESPN 97.5. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence, Tom, on a payphone?
Hey, guys. I heard that if you take a girl to the club and she hugs all the bouncers, that means you have to bounce.
I didn't even understand most of it.
I don't know. This is a bad Tom impression. Because this is the real Tom.
This is the real Tom.
This is Tom.
Whatever this Tom says.
Tom, do you sound like that? I don't think you sound like that.
He's not allowed to talk.
Oh, yeah.
It's one sentence.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I learned that if you're going to have a toxic girl spend the night, make sure you lock your phone before you pass out.
Oh, no.
I'm convinced now that Tom just tries to live his life for this segment. Like, he tries to get himself in kerfuffles.
Well,
and entanglements.
I don't know. It feels like he just does that. And then shares it. I like it. I like that he shares it.
But at some point, he's got, like, Monday's coming. I got to do something.
713-780-3776. That number to get in here.
Like, do you think our show, this segment, puts pressure on Tom when he wants to stay in and do nothing?
Right.
And he's like, I got to go
Let
do
me
something.
Leave my phone right here open while I pass out, see what she does.
I don't think you want to do that.
No. Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that the best hitter in baseball that nobody talks about is Stephen Kwan, hitting 370.
Dude, Kwan wrecked us, too.
Yeah.
Kwan doesn't get talked about. Kwan is a monster.
Yeah, everybody's thought Aaron Judge is just dominating the headlines because he's Aaron Judge, New York Yankees, and all that
stuff. Yeah, losers of 10 of the last 14.
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah, well, but Stephen Kwan is at, he's at 370 now?
26 years old.
Wow.
26 years old, Cleveland, hitting 368 with a 961 OPS.
Wow. Wow.
Stephen Kwan is a problem.
You know what? The Guardians.
They call him Kwan Dog.
They call him Kwan Dog?
I think so.
Well, they're, 961.
20 walks, 20 strikeouts.
426 on base.
How about this, John?
961 OPS.
228 at-bats. He's got 20 strikeouts.
He's a career 296 hitter.
I mean, 26 now, so this probably is. I mean, he's given us fits. This is his third year in the league. So he had 298. Last year was 268. This year's 368. His strikeouts are going lower and lower and lower. Like, and he steals bases. This is an up and coming star. He's not going to hit a bunch of home runs, but 6, 7, and 5. But when you have 7 home runs and a 961 OPS, you are really good.
Yeah,
you are really good.
Well, he just base hit, double, base hit, double.
Yeah, because he only has twenty walks.
68. That's awesome.
He only has 20 walks. Also,
Wow.
That's it.
Wow, his on base is 426.
But he's got two triples, 13 doubles. Yeah. Really talented player.
All right. We're done. Thank you. Good job.
I wish one of my kids were Stephen Kwan.
Well, it would be, would they be Stephen Kwan or
Stephen Zerline?
Yeah, or
whatever.
Yeah, no, or
they could use Kwan if they want.
Or Stephen Gonzalez more.
I don't care who they are.
I mean,
Kwan.
You don't think get a name, a kid with a name Kwan.
You don't think it's partly your problem that they're not athletic like he is?
I wish that kid was my kid. No, I'm putting it all on my wife.
Well, it is the dough. It ain't the buck. See?
You always say, see?
It's the dough.
So how come you didn't try to find a D1 baby? How come you didn't marry a woman so you can get a D1 baby?
Because I married for love, not for breeding purposes. But I didn't go through the John St. Brown school of dating,
but now
where you
20
date
years,
women
now,
for genetic purposes.
Now 20 years later, you're complaining about not having a Stephen Kwan. Maybe you should have had some foresight.
Well, I mean.
Now look at you.
Yeah, I guess I can't.
Putting all these
both
kids through school, you should have found a D1 baby wife.
I guess I can't do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick
yeah
a side.
Well, he did go interracial. So
that's an actual proper use of the word for once from you.
Still uncomfortable. Yes,
it's uncomfortable.
Still just as uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, but at least it's the proper use.
It didn't really work out as that whole.
Oh boy. So what are you saying? Stick with your own kind from now on.
I got a beautiful daughter. Hey, don't tell that to German people, okay?
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't tell that to the German people.
I'm not sure.
Well, the German people.
I did watch, by the way, I watched Hitler and the Nazis. I watched it.
Man, is it good?
It's good. It's really good.
How about the footage?
I don't think Hitler would have
approved. So much Hitler footage.
I don't think they would have approved. He would have approved of your marriage, but.
Or, no. Or the German national team as it stands today.
No, for sure. He would not have liked the defensive back. Musiala, the score, the whole back
Rudiger?
Line.
No.
He would not have liked that. He would not have. Boateng, he wouldn't have liked German soccer ooh team for a while.
No, Boateng, no. Nope. 8 o'clock.
They got a Jerome on the team. He'd definitely be out on Germany.
He was out on Jerome.
Do they have an Ira?
No.
Okay. As soon as they get an Ira, then we know they made progress. Okay.
I feel like Jerome is progress.
Yeah, I know. They have a Tony Krul.
Cruz.
Oh, yeah, Cruz.
He fits the profile.
Yeah, he really
well,
fits it.
With the dots over him?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
They're called umlautas. Okay.
Umlautas. Yeah. Okay.
Nine.
Time to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. I don't know how to transition into that, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Houston Powder Coaters, that's my peeps. Robin is awesome. Everything that they do at Houston Powder Coaters, if you've got metal, if you've got anything that's rusted out, if you've got patio furniture that's broken, that straps, the slings, she can make it look like new again. Okay? And you know, she'll tell you. She'll be honest with you. You call Robin, you send her pictures, you can text her pictures of your patio furniture, pervs. That's what she wants, not anything else. But all you need to do is send it to her, and she'll tell you. We can save that, can't save it, go buy new stuff. But you don't want to buy new stuff because the new metal in the patio furniture is not nearly as good as metal that was 10 years ago. You want to save what you've got. And especially you want to save it if it was grandma's or grandpa's or your parents, and it's got sentimental value and all that. You want to keep it. You want to pass it down to your kids, all of those things. If you've got car parts that you want to keep, you've got rims or wheels, lift kits, bumpers that you want to save, they can do that as well. Make them whatever color that you want. I mean, you can be as colorful as you possibly want. You've got it all at Houston Powder Coaters.